Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome to Leadership from the Heart, the podcast that dives deep into the world of operational focused leadership. I'm your host, Romy, and I'm thrilled to have you join us on the journey of discovery, growth, and transformation. In each episode, we'll explore the essential principles of effective leadership that not only drive results, but also touch the very core of the human connection. At Leadership from the Heart, we believe that leadership is more than just a title. It's a commitment to inspire, empower, and guide with authenticity and compassion. Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Leadership from the Heart, your trusted source for leadership insights and strategies. Today's episode is about developing your own leadership style. And I'm a little stuffy, but we're going to get through this together. So I'd like to begin by discussing how your uniqueness is, in fact, your advantage. A person's uniqueness refers to their individuality. It's a distinct combination of qualities, traits, experiences, and perspectives that set them apart from others. This uniqueness is like a fingerprint, making each of us one of a kind. And the benefits of embracing your uniqueness is profound. First and foremost, it allows for authentic expression and self-acceptance. When we as individuals recognize and celebrate our uniqueness, we gain a deep sense of self-confidence and inner peace. We can then pursue our passions and our goals with unwavering determination, unburdened by societal expectations or comparisons to others. Comparison is the thief of joy. Uniqueness also nurtures creativity and innovation. Diverse perspectives and experiences fuel fresh ideas and solutions. In teams and organizations, individuals who embrace their uniqueness contribute to a richer, more dynamic environment where innovation thrives. Additionally, uniqueness enables individuals to build meaningful relationships. By being true to themselves, they attract like-minded individuals who appreciate and value their authenticity. These connections are often deeper and more meaningful. By crafting your unique approach to leadership, you are not only becoming more authentic and relatable leader, but you're also inspiring your team to excel. It raises self-awareness and allows your team to harness their own strengths as well as you and address weaknesses effectively and together. Your distinct style empowers you to navigate diverse situations with confidence and adaptability. Believe it or not, leadership isn't one size fits all. It's a dynamic journey where each leader gets to develop their own unique style. Being a part of corporate America, I understand the pressure of being likable and characterizing the leaders above you, as it means you can be promotable in the future. While learning and adopting certain skills, be cautious of how much you portray these executive leaders. The more time spent in the character, the more you lose yourself. And after a while, you may not recognize who you've become or how to get back to yourself. I know this sounds daunting, but I've been there. And the wake-up call can be painful. Like when we were children, people are still very much impressionable, depending on what they believe the benefits are, like community, survival, monetary, etc. Take a moment to self-reflect on the values of the leaders around you and your values. Be honest with yourself. It's okay You do not have to value what they value. We are all different, and as mentioned above, that's what makes you one of a kind. But what exactly is a leadership style? I would say that it's the way you lead, communicate, make decisions, and inspire your team. But I don't think all leaders fall under one type of style, but they exhibit a hybrid of different styles at different times. Although you may reflect one style more than others, let's go ahead and explore a few of the common leadership styles. Number one is authoritarian, a leader who makes decisions independently and expects their team to follow instructions. These leaders use their authority to manage others rather than asking for their team members' input or feedback. Two, democratic, a leader who involves the team in decision-making, valuing their input and feedback. These leaders encourage team members to share fresh ideas or offer different perspectives. Number three, transformational, a leader who inspires and motivates their team with compelling vision. These leaders also focus on helping team members recognize their own strengths and weaknesses and engage in creative problem-solving methods. Number four, servant, a leader who focuses on serving the needs of their team, enabling their success. This leader focuses on employee satisfaction and morale in order to help the organization reach its goals. These leaders make sure individual team members feel valued and fulfilled while also providing them with resources. Number five, laissez-faire, a leader who provides autonomy to their team, allowing them to make decisions, work on accomplishing goals instead of directing them. This is the most relaxed approach to leadership among all leadership styles. A few honorable leadership style mentions are coach, visionary, pace setter, transactional, and bureaucratic. For more information on these that we've just mentioned, we've added the sources in the episode notes. Now the big question becomes, how do I discover my own leadership style? It's a journey of self-awareness and continuous learning. And you can start by assessing your strengths, weaknesses, values, and beliefs. What leadership traits resonate with you the most? Are you naturally empathetic, analytical, or visionary? These are important questions for you to answer. Most leaders flex, meaning they shift their style based on the project, team, situation, basically the overall need for the team and or organization. Feel free to use role models. Role models can help you identify what you admire. So identify leaders that you admire and what aspects of their leadership style you find appealing. How can you incorporate those elements into your style? The first thing you have to do is identify them. Once you've identified them, I would begin speaking to those leaders if you have the opportunity to, and if not, if they're distant leaders like celebrities, I would do my research and find out more about them and find out how what their story is and maybe how they embodied the characteristics that you admire. We've also added our characteristics and skills list in the show notes. Another way to assess your strengths, weaknesses, and values, beliefs is to seek feedback from peers, mentors, and team members. Their perspectives can provide valuable insights into your leadership strengths and areas for improvement. Remember that feedback is a gift and be sure to ask clarification where it's needed. Adaptability is the second part of cultivating your own leadership style. We mentioned this a little bit before, but it's about flexing. So keep in mind that leadership is not static. Effective leaders adapt their style to the situation and the needs of their team. Flexibility is key. And here are some steps that can help guide you while you're on your journey. Number one, stay true to your values. Your leadership style should align with your core values. Number two, continuous learning. Be open to new experiences and learning opportunities. Number three, adapt and evolve. Don't be afraid to adjust your style as your team and circumstances change. Remember, we're always a work in progress. Developing your own leadership style is a transformative process. It's about self-discovery, authenticity, and a commitment to growth. In summary, a person's uniqueness is their greatest asset, empowering them to lead an authentic, creative, and fulfilling life while positively impacting those around them. It deepens your impact and fosters a positive work culture, and ultimately prepares your career forward by creating lasting, meaningful connections with your team and peers. That's all for today's episode, guys. So thank you for tuning in to Leadership from the Heart. Stay inspired, keep leading with purpose, and remember, your unique leadership style can make a profound impact on your team and your organization. See you next time. Thank you for joining us on another episode of Leadership from the Heart. We hope that you've gained valuable tools and inspiration to transform your leadership approach and create lasting impact within your organization. If you enjoyed today's episode, please be sure to subscribe, rate, and review our podcast. Your feedback means the world to us, and it helps us reach more aspiring leaders like you. Remember, leadership is a journey, and it's one that we're all on together. So until next time, lead with purpose, lead with empathy, and lead from your heart. This is Romy Montperus signing off, reminding you that your leadership has the power to shape a brighter future for all.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.